History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, definitely good to be back. You know, kind of a whirlwind of the last week, but you know, pumped to get back and hopefully get a win tonight.
How was that morning for you? Getting traded, going to San Diego, doing the adjustment, getting there. How has it been for you?
No, it's been great. The team has done an unbelievable job of accepting me in, getting me accustomed to the routine here, and you know, gotten off to a pretty good stretch as of late. So hopefully we can continue that.
How was it going with Juan Soto there? How was it having Juan go with you on the plane and get comfortable in San Diego?
No, yeah, it was awesome. You know, just to be able to share that flight over, you know, talk about what we want to accomplish here with the Padres, and you know, have someone to do the presser with and all that. It definitely makes it a lot easier.
Josh, when the trade went down, at what point did you realize you were going to be coming back here so soon?
It's something my wife kind of pointed out to me. I was just trying to get logistics on when we were leaving, you know, where we're first going to have a road trip and whatnot. But wife decided to stay back because we're coming back so soon. So she had, you know, a little bit more time to pack up the place and get things situated going, you know, across the country.
Is it better or worse to have it happen that quickly?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think it really matters. You know, I'm definitely happy to be here. I couldn't say that's a good thing or a bad thing, you know, being in the big leagues playing ball. But happy to come back and at least share this experience with Juan again.
We didn't get a chance to ask you, like, what do you think about the possibilities of this lineup that you're in now, both the rest of this season and long term?
No, yeah, I'm definitely pumped for it. A lot of threats. You know, you saw it this past week with Juan and Machado and Drury behind me. You know, Kim coming in the clutch last game. A lot of different threats. So it's definitely fun to be a part of.
Just to try to get perspectives from both of you on the other, what do you think Juan, just in your words, has meant to the Nationals?
I mean, he's meant a lot. I mean, I got called up in 2016. I want to say his rookie year was 18. Correct me if I'm wrong. And, you know, since then, you know, aside from Harper, I think he's been the biggest name for the Nationals. You know, bringing a championship to D.C. was huge for him and his name, especially that young in his career. So I'm sure a lot of fans are going to be here tonight to, you know, celebrate his time here.
How's it been coming back and, you know, seeing Nats Park, not going into the Nationals clubhouse, coming into the visitors clubhouse? How's that been for you?
A little different, but I think just because, you know, it hasn't been very long.
Yeah.
It kind of just felt like a long road trip. It's different wearing, you know, a different uniform here. But, you know, I think it's going to feel more real tonight when we finally take the field.
What do you think tonight?
Mentioned the emotions that he's been feeling. Has he shared those thoughts with you about how he's feeling about coming back?
Oh, no. That's something you're going to have to ask him. I'll dodge that question completely.
Any nervousness personally about what tonight might feel like? I'm sure it's going to be emotional to some degree.
No, yeah, I wouldn't say that I would be nervous at all. Just another game. I'm going to know a lot of the guys over there, but some new faces as well. And, you know, the most important thing is getting the W tonight.
Josh, leading up to the trade deadline, you and Juan were both mentioned as possible trade candidates, but you guys weren't mentioned together. So what was your initial reaction when you found out you were both going to the same place?
Yeah, I guess a little bit of no way, a little bit of excitement. You know, multiple rumors going different spots, but try not to listen to them. And, you know, being able to, you know, reach out to Juan that morning and, you know, playing the trip out that night was a lot of fun. And this past week couldn't have gone, you know, any better for both of us. Just having someone, you know, in your corner that you've played with all year, making that trade. So it's been good.
What was it like visiting the clubhouse that day after you guys were traded on your way?
Oh, yeah, just, you know, it was pretty quick. I don't think we were there for more than an hour. Just kind of packing up the place and saying goodbye to everyone. And it wasn't really even a goodbye. It was a see you next week. So it wasn't anything too emotional.
We asked you this in some form in the days of the trade deadline, but, like, now that you are fully on the other side of your time in D.C., what did playing here mean to you? What did the city mean to you? I guess, how did you reflect on during your tenure?
No, yeah, definitely been a lot. I feel like just having the opportunity to come here and play, play for Davey, you know, play for, you know, organization that just won, you know, a few years prior to the World Series, you know, it meant a lot to me and my family. Just to be embraced with the community and whatnot. I was definitely happy to be here, happy about my time here. I know it didn't go as well as we pleased, but I think I played fairly well, so I can look back at my time here and be pleased about it.
On the team level, does there feel like sort of unfinished? I mean, you guys have last year, I know there was injuries in July, and then kind of since then, it's been kind of downhill, but I don't know. How do you reflect on it from, like, what you guys did as a group?
I think we left a lot on the table. I think we didn't really scratch the surface of you know, coming together and winning on a regular basis for the season. So I guess we can just leave it there.
Does it matter to a player? You knew that a trade was likely, but does it matter that they traded you to a contending team, a team that has a real chance to win in the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's huge. I think that, you know, it means a lot that the Padres wanted me and Juan together, and they thought that, you know, pieces along with the other trades that they made would push them over the hump and, you know, help them continue throughout the postseason. So I'm pumped to, you know, be a part of this squad and be a part of that trust from up top.
Josh, you played on less than potent offenses in Pittsburgh. To come to here to San Diego with this offense, what does that mean for you as a hitter to have so many good batter, you know, hitters in the lineup right with you?
No, yeah, everyone talks about protection, especially about protection behind you, but I feel like I'm protected in front of me as well. So with Machado and Soto in front of me, I think that, you know, I'm always going to have a good look at whatever starters out there, whatever guys on the bump, because he's going to attack the guys very similarly to how they would attack me. So I get to have a really good look at them before my bat. And when it's crunch time, hopefully I know his best tools. So I think it's been a lot of fun so far.
Has the pressure come off a little bit since joining the Padres when you say that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as of late, you know, I haven't had the best games, but, you know, we've won, which takes a lot of pressure off. I know that if I play my game, we have an awesome chance of winning every night. And even if I don't, you know, the guys around me can pick me up. So that's been great for sure.
Are you interested to see how they try to pitch to you guys?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if, you know, Juan gets any pitches tonight. I'm kind of wondering about that.
Over under how many walks?
Yeah, time will tell. This series, I'm going over 4 at least. That's an easy one. Cool.
Thanks, John.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.